Call the Legislative Council to order, and it is May 26, 2015 at 4:15. Pam, would you call the roll, please?
Senator Meyer.
Here.
Senator Coghill.
Here.
Senator Hoffman. Senator Huggins.
Present.
Senator McKinnon. Senator Michiki.
Here.
Senator McGuire. Representative Chenault. Representative Hawker. Representative Johnson. Representative Keto.
Here.
Representative Millett.
Here.
Representative Newman. Representative Thompson. Vice Chair Heron.
Present.
Chair Stevens.
Here.
8 members present.
Thank you. We'll go ahead and begin then with our agenda, beginning with the approval of the agenda. Representative Heron.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that Legislative Council approve the agenda as presented.
Thank you. Any objection? If not, the agenda is approved. Moving on to the approval of the minutes, Representative Heron.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that Legislative Council approve the minutes of April 2, April 9, April 13, 2015 as presented.
Thank you. Are there any corrections or additions to those minutes? You've had a chance to look through them. They're quite extensive. If not, with no objection, the minutes are approved. We'll move on to ratification of charitable events. Representative Heron.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that Legislative Council ratify the chair's sanctioning of the following charitable events per AS 2460-080A2B, Kenai Peninsula Fair 10th Annual Celebrity Waiter Event, Hospice and Home Care of Juneau, an evening of beer and wine tasting, Kenai River Sports Fishing Association, Kenai River Junior Classic, Kenai River Classic, and Kenai River Women's Classic, Outdoor Heritage Foundation of Alaska, Midnight Sun Charity Shoot, Legislative Skits, Alaska Resource Education 23rd Annual Cole Classic Golf Tournament, and Juneau Friends of the NRA Spring Fundraising Banquet.
Thank you, Representative Heron. Just point out, of course, all of these organizations have a 501c3 nonprofit status. Is there any discussion or comment? Are there any objections? If not, those are approved as charitable events. Moving on to the Office of Victims' Rights, the OVR lease approval, and I'd like to point out Senator Representative Speaker Chenault is here. Thank you for being here. Mr. Speaker.
Thank you for having me, Mr. Chairman.
Well, we took a vote, and we're glad to have you. So, Office of Victims' Rights, Representative Heron.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that Legislative Council approve renewal number 3 of the lease extension with L92 LLC for OVR for $53,963.64 for July 1, 2015 to June 30, 2016.
Thank you, Representative Heron, and I'll object for purposes of discussion. Pam, can you explain this to us?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, this is a release or renewal lease number 2, and renewal lease number 2 will be expiring on June 30th. This is for renewal number 3. It is for July 1st, 2015 through June 30th, 2016. And this is for the Office of Victims' Rights, and they have been in this space since 2002. And I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Thank you, Ms. Varney. And that is actually very close to where we are right now, the building that they are in, right?
That is correct. They are a couple blocks away from us.
Thank you. Discussion or comments on OVR?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir. Senator Coghill.
Just a question. So after this, we have one more extension potential, and then we have to renew the whole contract. Is that true?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Coghill, I believe so. And then we would be going out to bid. That's the third renewal.
Okay. That's all I wanted to know. Thank you.
Thank you. Further discussion, comments, questions? If sure. not, yes. Yes, sir. Representative Keto.
I guess clarification. Thank you. This is the third renewal, which means they will be going out to advertising next year? Is that correct?
Three one-year renewals available.
It says three one-year renewal options, and if we're in renewal three, it seems as though we would need to be advertising again next year.
I don't believe, Mr. Chairman, Representative Kito, Tina Strong, I don't believe, is online. I'd be glad to let the members know about this. I don't have the lease in front of me, but...
So, if, Ms. Varney, if you look at the lease agreement information, it says the current lease is renewal number two, and the new lease information is renewal number three. If that's correct, oh, yes. Then this is the coming is the last year. Is it? Would that be correct?
That's what I read, but yet the paragraph there, it sounds like it ends 2015 with 3 1-year renewals available, so I don't have the correct answer for that.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, again, going by the page in front of us, it looks like the lease term is for that we're agreeing to is July 1st, 2015 to June 30th, 2016. Further discussion and questions? If not, let's do a roll call on the motion.
Senator Meyer. Senator Coghill.
Yes.
Senator Huggins.
Yes.
Senator Michicki.
Yes.
Representative Chenault.
Yes.
Representative Johnson.
Yes.
Representative Kito.
Yes.
Representative Millett.
Yes.
Vice Chair Heron.
Yes.
Chair Stevens.
Yes.
9 yeas, no nays.
Thank you. The motion passes. We'll move on to item number 6 on your agenda, which is the agency budget cut approval. Representative Heron.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that Legislative Council approve the presented FY16 budget cuts prepared by the Executive Director to Administrative Services, Information and Teleconference, and Legal and Research Services.
Thank you. I'll object for purposes of discussion. And Ms. Varney has presented us with a memo dated May 19th showing those budget reductions. And Pam, comments on what this entails?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't know if the members have had a chance to read the memo, the summary that I did for the members. It is a $1,718,700 reduction to the administrative services, information and teleconference, and legal and research services components. It is 23 less positions for the agency in FY16. And administrative services component for the last 2 years has lapsed in FY14, $1,680, and in FY13, $3,669. Also, the FY16 reduction, we will be reducing our dues to legislative organizations. We'll be reducing our travel, our commodities, and our equipment. And probably the action that Legislative Council has done in the past has been to approve any addition or a reduction to our legislative information offices throughout the state. In the budget reduction proposed by the agency, because of the reductions in the budget, we would have 2 legislative information assistant positions go from 12 months to 6 months. One is located in the Fairbanks LIO, and the other position is located in the Mat-Su LIO. We also would be reducing 2 information officer positions from 12 months to 6 months. One is located in Barrow. The other position is located in Kotzebue. And this Senate district has presently in FY15 has 3 year-round LIOs, and most of our Senate districts, the majority of them have 1 LIO that is year-round. The others are session only. And so with this proposed reduction, the Senate district, which is Senator Donnie Olson's, would go from 3 year-round LIOs to 1 year-round and 2 session only in his district. and I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Thank you, Ms. Varney. And just for the record, I'm pleased to have Representative Thompson and Representative Johnson with us. Anybody else I missed? Thank you for being with us. Well, this is a very complex issue, as you know, and very painful to make these reductions. Also, Representative Newman has joined us. Ms. Varney, would you – I think we need to take the time. I know it's complicated, but we have eliminated 23 positions in the agency, and I just think it's important that we get that on the record so that everyone knows that we are talking about real jobs.
Mr. Chairman, yes, we are. Some of the positions that we're talking about, we had a supply assistant that also was our Capitol tour coordinator, and nine Capitol tour guides. I did receive direction from the Senate Finance Committee directing the agency to eliminate our tour guide operation. We have about more than 14,000 guided tours during the summer, and many thousands more that just do self-guided tours. So although this year with the exterior remodel of the Capitol, we are not encouraging tours of the Capitol, plus we don't have any tour guides. So it doesn't impact us this year or next year when we're completing the project. But I think in the future it has been a good program, and there's so many tourists that are quite upset that they can't tour the Capitol. Sometimes that's on their bucket list to do. We have looked at eliminating, there's out of the 23 positions, there's three that were vacant, and that was a machine operator in the print shop and two custodian positions. And so we really have been utilizing all of our positions, and we're looking at three positions in our research section. Several positions in our information services, a maintenance worker, and so it has really impacted the agency. We went through some major budget cuts back in 1985 when oil prices went down, and so we really haven't been faced with the elimination of so many positions since then. And I'd be glad to answer any more questions, but it has been difficult, but these people have been given notices. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or comments? Yes, Representative Cato.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do want to just remind everyone here, and I understand the fiscal situation we're in, but each one of those 23 positions is an individuals with children and families that are trying to make a living, and 23 jobs that will not be available in Juneau, actually not all 23, but a fair number of them. And I am very concerned about a dramatic decrease in our spending on research and legal to be able to support all 60 legislators. I'm hoping that we're going to be able to provide the services that we have in the past, but also recognize that this, among other state agency cuts, is going to be a significant impact to my community. Specifically in regard to the tours, I think it's very important to understand that, and as the executive directors identified, 14,000 tourists come through the Capitol. We're going to have no tourist activity this year or next year because of construction, but they will be back in the following year and wanting to have tours of the building. I am hoping that we have the ability to somehow provide for tours to have people understand the importance of our building in Juneau, and I would welcome working with the executive director over the next 2 years to figure out a way that we can have those tours be guided in the capital city. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Cato. Absolutely, and I appreciate your underlining that issue. These are real people with real jobs, many of them. Some were positions that had not been filled, but when you look through that list, you'll see people that have impacted all of us legislators in research and attorneys and in the help desk. I use the help desk a lot, and so we will feel the pinch obviously, as well as not seriously enough as individuals will, but of course we understand the impact it's going to have on the community. Any further discussions, comments, thoughts? So real cuts, and you look through the documents you've been given, you'll see what all those positions are, and then, in fact, it ends with 23 less positions. So if there are no further comments or thoughts or discussions, I'll ask for a roll call on the motion to approve these budget cuts.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, yes, sir. Representative Newman, sorry.
Clarification on the vote. So a yes vote is to accept the reductions?
Yes, yes, sir. A yes vote would be to accept the reductions and all of the folks that are listed there, as well as the reductions to the LIOs that are on the second page. This is not easy either. Taking two information officers from 12 months to 6 months, we're really having an impact on the LIOs as well.
Just a clarification. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Representative Newman. If there are no further discussion, questions, thoughts, we'll go to a roll call, please.
Senator Coghill.
Yes.
Senator Huggins.
Yes.
Senator Michicki.
Yes.
Representative Chenault.
Yes.
Representative Johnson.
Yes.
Representative Kito.
Oh, no.
Representative Millett.
Yes.
Representative Newman.
Yes.
Representative Thompson.
Yes.
Vice Chair Heron.
Yes.
Chair Stevens.
Yes.
10 yeas, 1 nay.
So by a vote of 10 to 1, we have approved the agency budget cuts that have been presented to you. Moving on to other committee business, Representative Heron.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that Legislative Council go into executive session under Uniform Rule 22B3 and 4 for discussion of a matter that may, by law, be required to be confidential, and for the discussion of the matter of the public knowledge which would adversely affect the security of a governmental unit. Mr. Chairman, I ask that the following individuals remain online: Doug Gardner and Linda Hay, and that the following individuals remain in the room: Pam Barney, Katrina Matheny, Steve Daigle, and Mike Warenda. Also, any legislators that are not on Ledge Council may remain in the room.
Thank you, Representative Heron. Is there any objection to going into executive session? If not, we'll take a brief at ease to make that switch.
Go ahead and just call.